Thank you for calling customer service. This is Haley. How may I help you?
Hi, Haley. I needed to cancel an order I just placed, please.
Okay, yes, ma'am. If I can go ahead and get your zip code.
07040.
Okay, just make sure I had that correct. 07040.
Yes.
Okay, and can you go ahead and verify your first and last name on that account?
Leslie Sabin.
And can you spell that for me?
First name Leslie, last name Sabin.
Okay. So I'm not seeing you with your zip code. Would this be the phone number on the account, the one you're calling off of today?
Yes.
Okay, let me try that. Okay, so I'm not actually getting anything with your first and last name, your phone number, or your zip code. If we are...
Well, I just called and someone pulled it up not even 3 minutes ago. Why all of a sudden is it not being pulled up?
I'm not sure.
Right, so am I going to get the runaround for the next 2 days?
No, ma'am. I am going to try to find it for you. And so I can get it canceled for you. If I could have the last four of your card.
Why was somebody able to pull it up just before with the information I just gave you?
Ma'am, I can try your zip code and your phone number again, but I didn't get anything. And I do apologize that I don't know why.
07040.
And can you state your first and last name again?
Leslie, Leslie, last name Sabin. Want the order number?
Yes, ma'am, if you don't mind.
23461.
Okay, I'm not getting anything with that order number either, ma'am.
So what are we going to do about this? Because now I'm feeling like this is a scam or some bullshit.
I can search it up with the last four of your card and see if it'll pull it up that way. But I am trying my best. I'm just telling you.
That doesn't make sense to me if I've given you all the information. So that doesn't make any sense to me. 10 minutes, 3 minutes ago, somebody pulled it up.
Well,
I mean, it's your order number, right?
I'm sorry?
It's your order number, right? So I've given you the order number that was given to me. So why wouldn't that pull up?
Well, ma'am, I don't know. That's why I'm confused.
I'm more confused, Haley. I mean, I appreciate your help, I guess, but that makes zero sense to me.
I'm just telling you what I see on my side.
Okay, so what do we have to do? I'm not giving you my credit card number again. So what do we do? Because this is awful. That makes zero sense.
Okay.
What's the next step?
Nothing that I can really do. You can go to your bank.
No, I'm not doing all that. What's the next thing that you guys do?
That's all we do is search with your first and last name, your phone number, your zip code. We tried the order number.
Okay, so why wouldn't it be in your system?
Did you call and cancel it?
I called. Now, 4 minutes ago, they said that only one of the charges was showing, so I had to call back in 10 minutes. So that's what I'm doing now. So makes zero sense to me.
Well, ma'am, I do apologize, but I am doing the best that I can do here with the information that you are giving me.
So I have to go to my bank because you all can't pull up the information you just took from me?
Well, ma'am, I'm sorry, but I'm not pulling up any information for you.
Okay, so who's the next person I need to speak with then, Haley? Because that's absurd.
Well, I can't transfer you, ma'am, unless you have an account opened.
Well, I clearly have something because you all sent me an order number. Right?
Well, yes, but I'm, like I said, I'm just trying to help you the best that I can help you, ma'am, but with the information you're giving me, I'm not getting your first and last name. So could it be under maybe a different name?
Haley, I just called. You all were able to pull it up. Why would I give you a different name? Does that make sense?
I understand what you're saying, ma'am, but I'm just telling you what I'm seeing on my side, and I don't know why it's not pulling up, and I'm trying to help you as best as I can with
well,
information that you're giving me.
But you have to understand me on the other side of this phone call? That makes zero sense, right?
Yes, ma'am, I do understand that, and I do apologize for that, but I'm just telling you, me personally, I cannot locate your account because your name is not popping up.
Okay, so what do we do? Because I'm not going to my bank, which is what I guess you all want. I'm not going to my bank. How are you going to help me?
Okay, like I said, I can try with the last four of your card and
not
the first and
Haley,
the first
you
six.
You all sent me an order number, right? Yes. My name was pulled up 6 minutes ago. What's the next step? I'm not giving you a credit card number again.
Can I have your zip code?
07040.
07040.
Correct.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not seeing your name with that. And I did try with your phone number and everything. Now, if the person before canceled your order, it wouldn't show up.
They said I had to call back because all they saw was the shipping and handling charge, not the other charge that I was charged for that I didn't confirm. So they didn't tell me that they were canceling it. They just told me to call back in 10 minutes. So does it not exist? Was I refunded? Like, what's the next step, Haley? Because I'm feeling a little bit taken advantage of right now.
Can you spell your first and last name for me one more time?
First name, Lesline. Last name, Sabin.
Like I said, ma'am, your name is not on here, and I don't know why, and I do apologize, but your name is not on here.
So does that mean it was canceled? I mean, your system doesn't show something being canceled? I'm just very confused.
Like
Have you
I
seen
said,
it before?
Well, I've had people call in saying that they have bought products from us, but and we can't locate an account, and they had to call a different number.
What other number am I supposed to call?
I'm not sure, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.